Hello, everyone. I'm Darius Sulam from Inside Scientific, the online environment for life science webinars, virtual events, interviews, and educational content that helps you do your best work. Welcome to another Industry Insight session of the Share Science podcast. Our Industry Insight sessions are an exploration of what is new and exciting in the life science industry. We hear directly from industry professionals about the latest and greatest developments that push the boundaries of what science can do when great minds tackle even greater problems. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Trent Lund, president of Stolt-Inco. Stolt-Inc combines tradition with innovation, offering researchers the most inclusive neuroscience equipment line in the industry. Trent is going to share some of Stolt-Inc's latest developments, including the deceptively simple and surprisingly powerful AnyMaze behavioral tracking software. Let's find out what exciting new industry insights are coming from Stolt-Inco. Trent, hello, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Darius. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to jump right into the first question here. So I'm curious to know how the idea for the AnyMaze operant interface actually came about.
Well, Darius, just like most updates and features in AnyMaze, the decision to come with an operant interface started because a researcher came to us with a need and asked if we could help. So as was mentioned in our recent webinar, that webinar running operant experiments using AnyMaze, AnyMaze has historically been a video tracking software. But to some degree, AnyMaze has always provided an avenue to connect third-party equipment. So we formalized this in about 2007. We introduced what was called the AIMI. It was short for the AnyMaze interface. And this interface has since evolved into several other interfaces. We have a digital interface, optogenetic interface, electrophysiology interface, analog interface. As you can see, there's basically all ways to connect to AnyMaze. And we had an increasing number of researchers using AnyMaze who were wanting to connect and run their operant tests using AnyMaze. So while we were able to do this using our digital interface, it was kind of an evolved and a complicated setup. And once we had walked enough users through the process, we realized that a specific interface designed to be a drop-in replacement for the MedConnection panel would provide a simpler and less expensive solution. So we started with an operant interface designed to be used with the MedAssocia equipment, but that quickly moved to our designing operant interfaces for Lafayette and Colburn equipment because researchers were using that equipment as well, and they wanted to be able to use that equipment with AnyMaze. So for us, what we found is that researchers are most often interested in controlling their operant experiments with AnyMaze because they're familiar with the AnyMaze design and they're appreciative of AnyMaze's ease of use. Particularly in the case of operant experiments, the ability to use AnyMaze's procedures in place of the programs written in things like MedAssociates notation language, AnyMaze procedures are just simple to understand and therefore simple to create. And this applies to the other manufacturers as well. The ability to write and revise their procedures is critical and vital to operant researchers. And so we gave that power to the users. And we detail the use of these procedures in our webinar. And if you haven't seen it, if this is something that interests you, I'd encourage you to do so.
Amazing. So clearly AnyMaze has a lot of adaptability and simplicity benefits. What are some of the other benefits that come along with the AnyMaze operant interface?
So really, Darius, it's ease of use. AnyMaze users tell us time and again that the system is just much easier to understand and use than when it's compared with other softwares. So, of course, the point I made about the AnyMaze procedures is really an ease of use thing as well. But in this case, I mean, across the entire life cycle, AnyMaze is easy to use the whole experiment from setting it up to running the test and analyzing results. And speaking of analyzing results, that's another benefit. Most other systems only provide results for individual tests, but AnyMaze does that too, but it goes further by providing tools to analyze groups of tests. For example, using an ANOVA to identify difference between different treatment groups.
Wonderful. Do you still need to use the MedPC software? And what equipment does someone need to keep and what needs to get replaced?
No, you don't need to use the MedPC at all, and you can just retire that. That goes, again, with the Colburn and Lafayette softwares. They're completely replaced when you're using AnyMaze. And in simple terms, if what you're going to keep will be all the components that are inside the cage. That's inside the cage where the animal is. Everything else can be removed. And to be strictly accurate, you will keep everything that connects to the med connection panel and instead connect them to the Animaze operant interface. And then you'll remove the connection panel and everything it's connected to. A simple way to kind of look into this also is that on the Animaze website, you can go and see all of the components that are controlled by Animaze. Simply, there's a listing of them. And if your equipment is on that list, Animaze will control it and you can run it through the operant interface.
Fantastic. So simplicity, adaptability, it all sounds like something that any researcher who's running complex experiments would absolutely appreciate. So is the interface available right now?
It is. So the interface for the Colburn is available, and we're able to get that out to researchers immediately. The Lafayette instruments interface will be ready by the end of the year, and the Colburn instruments interface will be available really in about the first 4 months of 2023.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us about the Animaze operant interface today?
Well, really, Darius, you know, we cover a lot in the webinar. Again, if what we've talked about this morning is any indication of something you'll enjoy, you would encourage you to go see that webinar and to kind of explore all that it has to option. The other is that Animaze is a software that's available for someone to test before they commit to buying it. So the same goes with the operant interface. If you're interested in this, I'd suggest that you go on to animaze.com, go to the downloads page, download Animaze, and test it out for yourself. While you're there, you'll be able to click on a button that says, give me a 30-day trial. We'll give you that. That'll unlock all the features of Animaze and allow you to really explore this and make sure that it's a good fit for your research and for what you're trying to do. In addition to that, Animaze comes with all the updates. It's going to continue to progress. We understand that lots of researchers have lots of needs. And so as it evolves, your copy will always stay fresh. You're always able to go and get the latest version of Animaze with no charge. And tech support is always available. We have a great tech support team who can take these very complicated things, help walk you through and get your system set up and ready to go.
Well, fantastic, Trent. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today. It was a pleasure to have you with us today.
Darius, thanks again for the opportunity.
And like Trent mentioned, if you haven't already checked out the webinar that was recently done, check the link in the episode show notes where you can view the latest webinar where Trent and his colleague Flavia showcased the Animaze operant interface. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Industry Insights and that you'll tune into future episodes where industry professionals, just like you, answer questions about their work and how their companies share science. Don't forget to subscribe.